a special rebroadcast for you servicemen and women of the United Nations of the College of Musical Knowledge. In the absence of the old Professor Kay Kaiser, your quizmaster will be Phil Harris, assisted musically by Kay Kaiser's band, Sully Mason, and, as a special added attraction, the four harmonized voices of the King Sisters.
Thanks, fellas. And how are you pretty thing? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll say you're hep to the jive. And, man, we're really going to lay it on you as we hold class for those rugged infantrymen of Uncle Sam's self-contained fighting forces, the Army Combat Teams of Camp Callan. Camp Callan is at Torrey Pines, California, near Highway 101.
Highway 101?
Yes, Bill Foreman. That's a strip of cement with 101 hitchhiking soldiers to the mile.
You know, Phil, they've got some mighty big strapping soldiers here.
Yes, they have, Bill, but the one I want to meet is that real little fella who is so popular at this camp.
The real little fella who's so popular at this camp?
Yes, I went into the barracks and a bunch of fellas were down on the floor in a circle saying, "Where's that little Joe? Come on, little Jody! Little Jody!" Yeah, he's popular here, old Jody.
I know what you mean, Phil, but now it's time to drill these men for that $115 in war bond prizes.
Well, all right, Bill, let's get to it. But first, Kay said to take a tune and move it, so come on, cats, let's groove it.
Never passes by.
contestant, Phil. First contestant, and he is Private Larry Ranaletti from Rochester, New York. Yes. Listen, Larry, Adrian McDowell of Nashville, Tennessee, tells us this one about a Camp Callan man who wanted to get into town and look around. Wait a minute, I think he's got it, fellas. He wanted to get into town and look around when?
In the blue of evening.
That's absolutely right, in the blue of evening. Now, by sheer luck and willpower, he managed to reach San Diego, believe it or not. That's it. The kid got lucky, lost a thumb, but he made it. And just after he started into one of those city hotspots, an MP grabbed him and snarled, "What's on your mind, bud? Remember..." Hold a minute. What did the MP say to him, Larry? The MP said, "You can't do what? You can't deliver
you can't all stop.
My eyes and the..."
Pull a wool over my eyes.
He beat the bell. Yes, he did. He beat the bell. Yes, sir. That's what he said, Larry. He said, "You can't pull the wool over my eyes." Well, the GI looked at the MP and said, "That's right, officer." He said, "I can't pull the wool over your eyes." He said, "You probably think I'm here to talk to the boys, to have a little fun, see some girls, get a date and raise cane. But that's not it at all. You see, they don't work as hard enough here at Camp Callan, so I'm just, What did he tell the officer, Larry?
I'm
getting tired so I can sleep. That's it. Thank you, Larry. Our second contestant is Private First Class Gunner Spencer from Miami, Florida. Gunner Spencer. Look, Gunner, here's one inspired by one of West Coast's famous dance halls, Pacific Square. Now, Alice Compton of Oak Park, Illinois, wants you to define a few kinds of square. Now, I'm going to start you off. Now, a square in Hepcat language, for instance, is a nephew. I mean, he's a guy from nowhere. He just don't fit, you know? I mean, he ain't got it. He don't know where it is, and he ain't got no chance of running into it. But I'm going to ask you something now. Where is Times Square?
Times Square's in New York.
That's absolutely right. Now, what does it mean to be squared away?
To be squared away is... to be in order.
That's right. Everything in ship shape. Is that right? Absolutely right. Now, what is a square shooter?
A square shooter is a good guy, a guy on the ball.
That's right. A guy that's on the level. That's absolutely right. Wait a minute, Edge. What are you doing?
I'm trying to demonstrate what a square shooter is. I am now a square shooter.
What do you mean?
Well, I just met a cop sergeant who was a square,
so I shot him.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. Thank you.
Our third contestant is Corporal Andy Yatsko from Lafayette, California. Let's get him a nice time. Andy, look, here's the theme of one of America's most famous dance bands, and we want you to listen and identify the leader. All right. Minute, Joe. I think he's got it. Whose band is that?
You got me, Phil.
Well, no. You know the one and only band that played that way that came on. Don't let things get too gray around you. I mean, use your head and think it over again. You'll have to wind up getting in the glen somewhere. You don't know. I mean, it's moving all around. That's as far as I'm going. Student. The funny part about it is he beat the bell. Honestly, did, judges. He did. He beat the bell. Give everybody some money tonight. This is my last night. That's right, Glenn Gray, and he's doing a terrific job and got a wonderful band in the East. Now, look, is Zane Gray Gilda Gray's father?
No, Zane Gray's the author.
Oh, I see. Well, the author couldn't be your father. No, that's right. Now, what was Gilda Gray famous for, Andy? Gilda Gray, she was a famous what? Student. That's right, she was a terrific shimmy dancer, one of the greatest. And now we have some beads in a grand skirt here, and Corporal Al Boyd, somewhere in New Britain, wants us to find out just how well you can imitate Gilda Gray's shimmy. Now we're going to play a little music, and I want you to get away from here. Will you let me dance it down? Let's break it up now. You didn't know what she did, but you can sure do it. Now you got it. Yeah. Yeah, he's beautiful. Oh, he's cute. He's cute and clever, too. That's fine. He's a good sport, isn't he? Thank you, Anthony. You're all right, brother. winner, Phil.
The first winner in the year is Bill Foreman with a perfect score all the way. Contestant number two, Private First Class Gennar Spencer from Miami, Florida. Stand up, Gennar. Sir. My man, for the final round, you're set. Now, you won't have long to wait. Just sit tight while we syncopate, because old Roundhouse, Sassy Sully Mason, is going to do a dance for the dolly with the hole in the stocking.
I was walking down the street. I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty sad to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk? Have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the wall, wishing they were me. Oh, mama, let's dress up tonight. Got a little secret, gonna check up tonight. I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm on a dance with the dolly, get the whole dance stocking. My feet keep a knocking, my toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly, get the whole dance stocking. I'm gonna dance right by the light of the moon. With the hole in the stocking, while the knees keep a knocking and toes keep a rocking. Dancing with the guy with the hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of that silver moon.
Contestant Bill Foreman, and he is David Humphrey from Sudbury, Ontario, Canada. Yes, sir. And those people are really swell up in Canada. Let me tell you that, David. We had a marvelous time up there last year. Look, a gal by the name of Mary Livingston of Beverly Hills, California. Now, who can that be? Well, anyway, she sent in these questions. Number one, identify this familiar melody. What great radio comedian plays this song on his fiddle? Listen. All right, Percy, that'll be enough. Now you can go back to the disinfectant tank. Go on back and lie down. Who would you say that is, David?
Jack Benny.
Right, good old Jackson Benny. And Jack is back, you know, come next Sunday. Yes, sir? The same old Sunday night Jack Benny time. He's back from his South Pacific tour for the troops, and he'll be doing business at the same old stand. And I know he'll sure be a welcome Sunday night guest at your house. Well, tell me, what make of car did Jack have before he gave it to the scrap drive? Now, Jack's famous car, well, I'll tell you. Listen to this sound effect. Listen. Yeah. That's it. What's the name of that car?
Maxwell.
That's perfect. The answer's perfect. I'm sorry I can't say the same for the Maxwell. Now, who's Jack's chauffeur? Jack Benny's chauffeur. I'll tell you, he sounds something like this. He says, but boss, that's what he said. That's what the man said. He said that.
Rochester.
That was a tough one, wasn't it? With me doing good old Rochester. Yes, sir. Right. Now, one more. Who is the big, handsome orchestra leader on the Jack Benny show? Now, he's the husband of Alice Faye, and the guy's theme song goes like this. Hold it. Who would you say that was, David? Take your time, bud. Don't make any mistakes on that. Hold it. He's got it. He must have it. Who is that, David?
Phil Harris.
Yes, sir, and Phil Harris will be on the Benny Show, too. Yes, sir, on the Jack Benny Show, that big, handsome orchestra leader, Phil Harris.
Hey, that's me, isn't it? Here's a treat, fellas, and all of our listening audience. Private Steve Bacaris from South Bend, Indiana, that famous right halfback at Notre Dame during 1939 and 1940. Steve Bacaris. Yes. Yes, sir. He was with those Fighting Irish 2 years, and he's now playing with the San Diego Bombers. Isn't that right, Steve? Well, let's stand up here, baby. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Look, Steve, the artillery attached to our infantry combat team throw plenty of shells. So for Francis Temple of Detroit, Michigan, we would like for you to distinguish between tortoise shell, shillelagh, and the old shell game. Now, what is a tortoise shell?
Tortoise shell.
Will you stand in close, Steve, so they can hear you out there? Thank you. A tortoise shell.
Oh.
You know what a tortoise shell is. They make different little things out of it. They make combs and they make pins and it's, now you know what it is. You've seen tortoise shell like the brush tops and, well, I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you. It comes from a turtle, a certain turtle, and it's used in making, they inlay it and they make those brushes and all. And that's what you said, and you get the question right or I want to see you after it, Jay. A pretty big guy. We're not fooling with this kid here. Now look, what's a shillelagh, Steve?
It's a stick.
That's right.
Board.
That's no, it's a club, isn't it?
It's more of a club.
That's right. It's more of a club, and it was it comes from Ireland. They call it the Irish shillelagh. I mean, it'll really put bumps on your head. Now, what is the old shell game? Yeah, well, take a guess. You've been around carnivals or circuses and seen guys. I mean, they've had the shell game, and they've tried to get you interested in it. Can't you tell me what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's a little three shells, and they put a pea under the shell, and then they shuffle them around, and you're supposed to guess what shell the pea is under, which you never do, Steve, so it's just as well you don't know what it is. Let's give them a nice time anyway, huh? Yes, sir.
Professor, you talking like that reminds me of when I once opened an egg and found a live chicken in it.
You opened an egg and found a live chicken in it?
Yeah, I got shell shock.
Will you get out of here? Now go on back there. Get away. Here he is, Private Rudy Andorini from Greenwich Village, New York City. Greenwich Village. Rudy, how do you pronounce your last name, please?
Andriani, sir.
Andriani. Well, thank you, Rudy. Look, we're about to tell a little story with the help of some musical instruments. Now, Richard Jackson of San Francisco wants you to look straight ahead and help us tell the story by naming the instruments you hear. Now, a music store owner sent his secretary down into the dimly lighted basement to get a new...
clarinet.
To get a new clarinet, and old Rosie was laying it right in there, too. And she stepped into the room. As she stepped into the room, she saw standing in the corner a great big...
bass fiddle.
That's right, a bass fiddle. Now, she screamed and stepped back, and as she did, she stepped on a...
the tennis sack.
That's a tennis sack, yes, sir. Now, this brought lots of laughter from the... From the what?
Trombone.
From the trombone. She ran for the door and fell right over the...
drum.
What was her name? Forget about it. It was Hilda. Let's give him a nice hand. With a perfect score, contestant number three, Private Rudy Andriani from Greenwich Village, New York City. Stand up, Rudy. Yes, sir, Rudy, you're the winner of the second round spat. On my last show, I'd like to do... That's what I like about the sound. Alabama, let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistake, where those herbs are never shaky. Ought to taste that layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar cured Virginia hams, basement full of those berry jams, and that's what I like about the South. Hot corn bread and black eyed peas, you can eat as much as you please, cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two, they're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. Well, it's the way
way, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, because that's what I like about the South. Down where they have those pretty queens keep a dreaming, those dreamy dreams will accept that absence in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Old Bob with all the news, got the box, back coat, and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. He come old Roy down the street, who can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake that head and sign? I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do I Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty will do. I did be. I'm here to criticize. I'm not here to sympathize. But don't tell me those bogus lies. With a lying gal, I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50. PDQ, rose are red, and violets are pink. I'm gonna get old 50, I don't say. Got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Hey, Kaiser says this is the time to be sharp. So come on, cats. Our first finalist is Private First Class Gennar Spencer from Miami, Florida. Let's get him off, huh? Gennar, you only get one question, so let's be ready. Now, there are thousands of men in this vicinity training to help protect the 48 stars. So for our final round tonight, we'd like to discuss stars. Rita Wellen of Tacoma, Washington, says at night on the desert, the heavens seem so close you can reach up and... You can reach up and what?
That's a star.
Well, that's close. You can reach up and something down a star.
Shake down a star.
Shake down a star. That's absolutely right. Nice going, Gennar. Now, look. Naturally, you can't reach up and grab them, but wouldn't it be wonderful if you could build a... Hold it, he's got it. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could what?
Build a stairway to the stars.
Yes, it would be wonderful if you could build a stairway to the stars. Look, how many stars does the Lieutenant General wear?
The Lieutenant General wears... 3 stars.
That's absolutely correct. Let's give him a nice big hand. Yes, sir. Here's Private Rudy Andriani again from Greenwich Village. Rudy, this is your last go. Now, listen. These fellas training here at Camp Callan are dreaming of a long furlough. Now, Buddy Spencer of West Palm Beach, Florida says you might get one if... I'd get one if you do what, Rudy? Would you get in close to the microphone? You might get one if you do what? If when I end up on a star, who's a student? If you'd wish upon a star. I'm sorry, Rudy, and I knew you knew that one, too. You just couldn't find it. Now, from the following hints, you should be able to name 3 stars of the picture Star Spangled Ribbon. Now, listen closely. Sarong, Thanks for the Memory, Hair Over One Eye, Boo-boo-boo, boo-boo-boo, that's a tough one, and My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Can you name me 3 stars out of there?
Bing Crosby, Darcy Lamour, and Bob Hope.
Bing Crosby, Darcy Lamour, Bob Hope, and that is absolutely correct. The other one is Mary Martin and Veronica Lake. 100%. Thank you, Rudy. Here's the man at the top, Phil. And he is, with a perfect score all the way, Private First Class Gennard Spencer from Miami, Florida, wins a $50 war bond plus a $25 bond for a perfect score all the way. Gennard Spencer. Stand up, Gennard. Yes, sir, my boy, that was really some nice trying. You're really smart, and I'm not lying. The first prize is a good $75 war bond. And here's a 25er for number two and for some super braining to those 4 remaining 10 seats. 10 each in stamps of the combat stamp. Oh.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.